Today, we're joined by Jan Jones Blackhurst, the former head of communications and government relations for Caesars Entertainment, and now a board member at Caesars Entertainment. When we think of the future of meeting, we think of Las Vegas. And when we think of Las Vegas, we think of my guest, Jan Jones Blackhurst. Jan, welcome. Thank you for being here. And could you take a moment to tell us just a little bit about yourself?
My name is Jan Jones Blackhurst. I've been in the gaming industry for the last 20 years with every iteration of Caesars Entertainment. It began as Harrah's, evolved into Caesars in 2005. We just recently completed a merger with Eldorado Resorts, so we're now yet again the new Caesars. Prior to that, I was the head of corporate global government relations. So I spent a lot of time in different gaming jurisdictions around the world, looking how we might look to change or expand our gaming footprint. I also was the lead of their corporate social responsibility. So I spent a lot of time with ESG and making sure that Caesars was at the top of not only gaming industry, but hospitality industry in our corporate social responsibility initiatives. Prior to that, I was the mayor of Las Vegas from 1991 to 1999, when we were the fastest growing city in the United States and became the number one resort destination and the number one meeting destination. So, and we went from 15 million visitors to 35 million visitors and added 60,000 hotel rooms and $100 billion in infrastructure.
And as two-time former mayor of Las Vegas, you certainly know the city as well or better than anyone. Tell us your thoughts on how you think Las Vegas has handled the pandemic and how the recovery is going thus far.
Well, Las Vegas is going to have a myriad of challenges. I think they've done a good job in bringing customers back to the city. The whole challenge was, can they feel safe? Can they can't come to Las Vegas? Can they play by the rules? Can they have a good time and not feel they're going to end up with COVID as, you know, their parting gift? The challenge with Las Vegas is that in the early 80s, 80% of the revenues came from gambling. Today in Las Vegas, 70% of the revenues come from non-gambling. So it comes from meetings, conventions, restaurants, bars, clubs, and entertainment, and much of that is on hold. We can reopen the gambling. We can reopen the rooms. We can do limited food offerings, some pools. But what really was the big attraction for Las Vegas, at least at this juncture, we're not able to provide to our guests. And that's going to be the challenge. How long is that ramp up? How do we change and adapt? How do we offer that sense of fun and hospitality in a way that's safe and still has the energy that our guests expect?
And how do you think the new Caesars, now merged with Eldorado Resorts, is doing in its recovery?
What's really interesting is I think this was the perfect time for this merger. And the reason I say that is Eldorado was largely a riverboat company. And actually, Harrah's, its origins were in riverboats. And riverboats have come back with huge demand. It's sort of like the bars Cheers, for those old enough to remember the show Cheers. It's a place where people can go. They know the people there. They feel safe. They can drive there. It's a known quantity. And so they're doing extraordinarily well. The question is, how do we keep ramping up Las Vegas in a way that encourages our guests to come back, particularly our meetings and conferences and convention guests, and keep the city safe?
Your legacy is with the Harrah's organization before it merged with Caesars, which was a pioneer in guest loyalty. Can you tell us anything or any thoughts on how you're using those loyalty programs to help meetings recover and help people come back to Las Vegas?
What's been one of the strengths of both Caesars prior to the merger and Caesars today is we have such a robust loyalty program. It allowed us to communicate with our guests, even when everything was closed. We were doing mini concerts online. We were sending them surprise offers for when we open. You kept that relationship. And what you find is that relationship becomes so strong that you can move your guests around the system. We call it cross-market play. So we can take guests and take them to our riverboats and then give them an expectation of what it's going to be like when they can come back to Las Vegas.
As such a core offering to Las Vegas today, business travel and meetings is really driving a big part of visitation in Las Vegas, or has historically. How do you see Las Vegas and Caesars adapting to encourage those travelers to come back during the pandemic?
I think we're going to have to really, you know, there's a lot of elements to this. You have to have the airlift come back. You have to have the companies willing to send their conferees to come to an in-person conference. You have to have the attendees want to. So it's not just what we have to do. But one of the things that I think Las Vegas has to do is just think outside the box. We've always been the best at being entrepreneurs. We've always been able to reimagine ourselves and our offerings so that we were state of the art. Even when people say, and I can remember in the 90s, people said, oh, people will never shop in Las Vegas. We became the number one shopping destination. People don't want to eat in Las Vegas. They just want buffets. That's not true. They want state of the art. So I think even with meetings and conventions, we're going to have to be clever. We're going to have to change the space and how we utilize it. We're going to have to be able to do something with masks and social distancing, which still gives people a sense of both belonging and fun. You can do a lot of your meetings over Zoom, but you never get the same relationship. It's not the same experience. So we're going to have to be able to reimagine that experience. And I don't think there's anyone better in any industry at thinking differently than Las Vegas.
They certainly have continued to evolve and made incredible impacts on the travel and entertainment business over the years. Jan, you're an influencer far outside the gaming industry and outside of Las Vegas. What companies have you seen that have evolved to this new normal that are ones that you admire? And what characteristics do you think are ones that are worth us emulating?
You know, it's interesting. You look at, I happen to be in Park City, Utah right now, where you have the St. Regis, you have Montage, you have Stein Erickson. Even in Las Vegas, we have brought back all of our big brands. I think there's maybe only two of our properties who aren't open. It's that sense of giving people a feeling of hospitality, of being welcomed. People don't want to be locked inside. They want to be out. So it's our job to make sure that when we bring them into our arenas, whatever that arena may be, whether it's hospitality or restaurants, that we're very cognizant that they're safe. And when they feel that, they want to be here. And in fact, it's interesting. I don't think I've ever seen Park City, Utah busier in the summer. And I think it's that sense of, I want to be out, I want to be outside, I want to go do something. I was listening to Steve Wynn, and he was talking about during World War II, when they started the air bombings of London. And when the sirens went off, the first month or two, people ran to the shelters. And after about 6 months, the sirens would go off, and people would go about their daily life, because people have a desire to be normal. So it's all of our responsibility to bring back that sense of normalcy and do it in a fun and imaginative way. We can't go back to providing hospitality exactly the way we did in the past. So we have to reimagine what this new customer expects, what they want, what's going to make them feel safe, and what's going to make them want to return to this new normal. And I think that's both for a hospitality visitor and for a meetings and conference visitor. Because conventions, at some point, you need to go back to conventions. Do we need to make it into broader space? Do we need to bring in only one convention at a time? Do we need to use more space in all of the hotels? And we all look to get along for the best interest of the city so that we're bringing in these big visitor volume, but we're doing it in a reimagined way that makes everybody feel that this is the right place to be at the right time and in a safe way.
Jan, I think that's really well said. I want to thank you for spending time with us today to talk about the future of meeting and to share your incredible experiences with us. Thank you again, and please stay safe and stay well.
Yeah, you too. It's been my pleasure. I hope to see you in Las Vegas sometime soon.